Starting with Coach Schelke not allowing him to go to the locker room. You can see them. They're just outside the end zone line here as they're really talking to him, because as good as this Breckenridge team appeared to be on paper, as good as they look, they have not played better than Harbor Beach in this half. Harbor Beach has single-handedly, with turnovers and not taking advantage of opportunities given to them, have taken themselves out of this football game, and that's why they only trail by six. Their defense can't play much better than what it has.
6-0, Breckenridge leads Harbor Beach at the half. As you can hear the cheers, Breckenridge coming back onto the field. Harbor Beach in their end zone still discussing things, and they break their huddle. And when we return, we'll have your second half action from Chestnut, Michigan in the Division 8 state semifinals. Breckenridge against Harbor Beach. It's the Huskies leading 6-0 over Harbor Beach, as Harbor Beach with two turnovers and a turnover on downs in that first half leads to a 6-0 lead for Breckenridge at the half. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at SURE. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that too. By being SURE, you can be SURE. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At SURE, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Seapoing, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early, because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Hello everyone, this is John from Moore Motor Sales here in Carroll. We are your local Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership. We wanted to spread the word about many upgrades we have made to our service department. Changes in staffing and tooling have greatly improved our ability to schedule and maintain your vehicle. We have put together a great service advisor team, hired capable technicians, retained your favorite technicians who provide quality repair, and assembled a quick lube team that pays attention to detail. So please come in, give us a try, and mention this ad for $6 off any oil change with rotation, or 10% off any repair through Thanksgiving.
And on to the second half, as Harbor Beach won the toss to begin this game, elected to defer to the second half, so the Pirates will be on offense first. And in hindsight, that's a very good thing for the Pirates right now, as they ended that first half really marching down the field until that turnover. They need to finish a drive right here.
Oh, I'd love to have seen them finish the drive at the end of the first half, too, and then get the football again with a chance to really come out in the second half, take a lead. But they still can do that. They can still take the football here. But neither team has been able to move the football on the other defense for any length of time. Harbor Beach probably had the best success at the end of the first half as they went from one side of the field to the other. But the only score has come on a short field situation where Breckenridge started in Harbor Beach's territory. Harbor Beach was in Breckenridge territory twice, inside the 25 no less, and come up with a zero. So those opportunities don't come very often. So you can't expect any of that in the second half. So you're going to have to, since you didn't take advantage of any of those situations, you're going to have to find a way to find multiple first downs or find a way to strike quickly, which apparently doesn't happen very often to Breckenridge. So Harbor Beach is an uphill climb, but it starts with this first series. Maybe not necessarily scoring, Clark, but showing that they still have that mojo, getting three or four first downs and really forcing Breckenridge and starting the field position battle off right.
After that, since that touchdown, Harbor Beach has just allowed 45 yards of offense for Breckenridge on really three drives. That first drive, they pinned him deep at the three-yard line after a number of things, punted it away at the three-yard line. And here we are to start the second half. Harbor Beach will be receiving left to right across your radio. Kicking off will be number six for Grant Willman for the Breckenridge Huskies, leading 6-0 over Harbor Beach in the state semifinals of Division 8. The winner of this one will go on to take on either Reading or Holton, and it was Reading leading a very large in that at half, 24-0 against Holton.
Yeah, 24. It's been a good story for Holton, but we talked in the pregame that we certainly didn't think that it would maintain. Reading is the team to beat, quote-unquote, in the Division 8, but they said that about Pickford, too, and Morris just handed them a big win there for Morris, so good for them.
Willman ready to kick off, and there's the kick, and we are underway in the second quarter, and it's brought in by Michael Anderson at the 20-yard line. Across the 30 and dives forward out to the 35-yard line, and Harbor Beach will start with a 65-yard field to work with. Tackle made by Landon Aldrich, a freshman on special teams. First and 10 for Harbor Beach at their own 35-yard line.
Nice kick there by Breckenridge, but if you're going to kick it short and on an angle, I would keep it away from the playmakers and kick it right at Michael Anderson and somebody who had much of a first half to forget. That's an opportunity for him, and he takes it right up the field and gets pretty decent field position to start the second half for the Pirates.
First and 10 from the 35, working off the right hash. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. That's Mason Yon. Devin Puff keeping company for Michael Anderson in the shotgun. There's a snap, handoff to Devin Puff right up the middle. Has positive yards across the 40 and slides out to the 42-yard line for a 7-yard gain on first and 10. A second and 3 coming up. Tackle made by 71, Spencer Ramirez.
Ah, the turf monster got him a little bit there. Just enough light snowfall we've had most of the morning. The field looks phenomenal, but just enough to keep that top surface just a little slick. I walked the field with Dan Banky early this morning, or late this morning, I should say, and you could feel it. It has a little slickness to it, and when he planted his foot at full speed, he went down, but nonetheless, a really good start to the second half, 7-yard gain.
Same formation, Michael Anderson on the court, on the keeper, and he gets absolutely nowhere on that one. Still at that 42-yard line, number 71, Spencer Ramirez with his second straight tackle. No gain on the play, third down and 3 from the 42-yard line.
Now, that time, Spencer Ramirez got the better of Evan Smiglinski. Yes, Smiglinski thought that his quarterback was going to go up the middle, so he blocked him to the inside. And when Anderson went to the outside, he basically blocked him right into his own quarterback, so an easy tackle there for Ramirez. So the offensive line trying to move people around. The quarterback got to follow those gaps, trying to make a play. That one there, nothing really hurt, no gain on the play, but very important third down.
Two wide each way, 10:44 left in the third quarter. Anderson in the shotgun, hand up to Devin Puff, finds a seam, dives across the 45, up to the 46-yard line for a 4-yard gain, enough to move the chains. Tackle made by number 58, Hunter Smith, a senior on this defense. First and 10 from the 46.
You know, you're a coach, you really hold your breath, because when you hand the ball off to your power back, and you see him taking a couple strides sideways that never, you really just cringe at that fact, but he saw an opening, he was able to slide around that offensive tackle and dive ahead, literally dive ahead, not worrying about extra yardage, just get that all-important first down. and a big one for Harbor Beach as they start this half off much quicker than they did the first half.
Both Devins in the backfield with Anderson. It's going to be handoff to Devin Finkel around the left end. Has positive yards across midfield and forced out of bounds at the 50-yard line. Well, forced out of bounds by Peyton Huntoon. He's a cornerback. Does not start, but he's in there right now. He's a junior. Second down, and actually they say he stepped out of the 48-yard line, a gain of two.
Makes it a little less exciting there, but that's they're on the far side of the field, so they very could have. There's an official right on top of it, so that is somewhat believable, I guess. But nonetheless, a nice run there by Finkel. Is the defense of Breckenridge did a good job. They kept forcing Finkel to go wider and wider and wider till he ran out of space, and he was able to get up the sideline for a couple yards, turn something out of nothing.